Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about our good friend Daniel Burris getting back on the show. Dan has been a member of our Brain Trust now for 10 years. We're celebrating his 10th anniversary this visit. He is a strategic advisor to many top CEOs around the globe, and he shares some of those same insights for you and me as CEOs of our small businesses. He's the author of Techno Trends. His new book is called Flash Foresight. He's one of the top visionaries and futurists that I know, and he's our good friend Daniel Burris. Welcome back.
Hey, great to be with you.
Good to have you back. Daniel, talk to us about this concept of social media, this I call it a craze. I've been telling my audience that it's not a fad because it's not going away, but it has been somewhat of a craze, and it's starting to settle in as a way of life. Talk to us about that.
Well, it definitely is, and you know, we hear the word social media, and you don't get hung up on the word media.
Right.
That's not what it's about.
Right.
It's about the word social. And human beings have been social ever since we stood around the campfires in prehistoric days sharing our stories of the hunt. And any way that you can raise the bar on how we communicate and how we collaborate and how we, again, increase the social factor is great, and it's powerful, just like, the telegraph, telephone, cell phone, and now the smartphone, et cetera, et cetera. And the thing social media is really part of a gigantic shift that I started writing about back in the 80s, and that is we had been in the information age, and this is a shift to the communication age.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is there a difference between informing and communicating? And the answer is, informing is one way, it's static. Communicating is two-way, and it's dynamic. And, Jim, I have surveyed literally thousands of company CEOs of all size companies, big, middle, small, all over the world, and all of them would admit, including, by the way, the telephone companies and the cell phone companies, that they are really good at informing, they're really bad at communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, communicating is where the action is. So how do you move? And remember, you don't get rid of the past. So the information age, I don't want us to leave. You will continue to do a lot of informing. But the power is in communicating.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the tools for the communication age? And the answer is social media. And by the way, for a small business, I love tools that are powerful and free.
Right.
So the
one
key
of the things,
is...
One of the things, Dan that I've been talking about is I've been encouraging business owners to not think about social media, as you said, but to think about this activity that we're talking about, especially in from a business standpoint. Think of it more in terms of not even so much social, but more in the terms of community building. And I call it building online customer communities. What do you think?
Well, yes, and now that segues us to what one of the biggest benefits for business is, and that is what I would refer to as social trust.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if I'm a company saying I have the lowest prices, or if I'm a company that says I have the best products, you may or may not believe me because everybody's saying that, including my competitors.
Well, they very well may have the best products, but the point is everybody has pretty much the same kind of products these days. Aren't products commodities?
Everybody says they got the best.
Yeah.
So how do I know the truth? Well, I know the truth when my friends and when thousands and sometimes hundreds of thousands of people that are not working for that company say it's the best.
Mm-hmm.
So when through social networks, the people that I know and the people that I'm connected to are recommending something saying, yes, they were great, they delivered, they have the best customer service, that price was the lowest price, you know what? I believe that more.
Right.
So as a small business person, You have to build social trust, and because social trust is much better than the advertising you're currently
and
doing.
And that come and see, the advertising is the paid media, but what you're describing is this social trust. That's what my friend Kirk Chaffetz calls shared media.
Yeah, well,
that's,
yes,
that's what's powerful, isn't it? The shared media.
Yes, and let's put it into a. I think I'm going to raise the bar on that shared media.
All right.
And what you really want to do is think about it as an integrated media approach. See, yeah. In the past, when we did advertising, what we would do would decide, well, should it be a radio ad, a TV ad, a
right.
print ad? And we had so many arrows in our quiver to hit the target. But now we've got new arrows in that quiver, and you've got to have an integrated approach.
Hold on to that thought, Dan. I want you to dwell on that a little bit more after these messages, the integrated approach, the integrated media approach. Folks, this is really good stuff, and it's a pretty good chance you won't hear this anywhere else. Don't go away. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Dan Burris is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.